There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
From the world of the snowbound to the world of the sunbound, this is My Cool Inventions Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining me is John Cremins, who is somewhere in deepest, darkest Florida, where the sun...
Oh, so
where are you, by the way?
I am at South Miami Beach.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's right, too. There's the big, that big show.
Yeah, the Electronic Retailing Association convention.
Yeah, and so what have you learned about new gadgets and toys and things that would help people in the Northeast get away from the snow? There must be some new fancy electronic shovel.
Let me see. As I look out over the balcony I see this amazing sunrise, and, probably about 70 degrees now.
It's 70 degrees on the farm right now. 70. The wind is blowing at 47 miles an hour. The snow is piled up. This is a visualization. I actually should take some pictures. Meredith, I'll use the iPad because the iPhone is dead, and I can take some pictures with my phone, but not a lot. But the drifts are up halfway. The garage doors on the barn are 12 footers, and the drifts are halfway up those doors.
Wow.
Snowplow truck. We have two snowplow trucks. One of them got stuck about an hour ago. And so now with a bobcat with a blower on the front, just imagine that, making its way through the woods to go over there, see if they can cut a path. But it's really an amazing reality. It's like the people who are on the desert, a sandstorm. Mm. That the blinding sandstorm you see in the movies. Well, you can see some of these blizzards in movies as well. But it is
a complete
whiteout.
Look at that. What is that? That's a wave. Oh, yeah. It's about a foot, 2 feet. Oh, and oh my goodness. There's a couple girls in bikinis walking by.
Cute. Very cute.
There you go.
Okay.
That's right. That's what I get to see outside my window.
Nice going. So the My Cool Inventions feature yesterday was a fellow named Nami, and he had an interesting way of dealing with swabs, Q-tips. He's made a device that you can put removable Q or tips or whatever. You can't call them a Q-tip because that's the brand name. But take a device and the tips, the cotton tips, are removable and replaceable and washable. So I wondered how he did in terms of thumbs up and thumbs down with our listeners yesterday. Do you have track of that?
Yes, I do. He actually did about 78% yesterday.
78%.
I thought when I looked at this invention originally, it was interesting because it looked kind of like a drill, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But how do you, that's the thing that really grabs me sometimes. How do you take something like this and capture somebody's imagination? When we go through the process, those of you who listen to this program all the time know how this works. And if you don't, you're new. Let me help you understand how the invention or the entrepreneurial adventure begins. First, the idea, and then you have to want to be motivated to do something. It takes a lot of courage for some people to do this. You got to have confidence. You got to be reassured. Half the battle is in the conviction that you have to make this work, to accomplish what you're undertaking. And so in terms of the pitches that we have, people practice. They come to a point of competence if they're smart. They may not be the best, but they perfect what it is that they want people to know about their product or their service or whatever. And you got to be confident. We've found oftentimes there's a happy medium, John, between self-confidence, no confidence, and overconfidence. And I think that doesn't necessarily make the invention or the item any better or worse, but in people's minds, you're the salesman, you're the pitch person, so you got to believe in your product, sound like you know what it is, and sound authentic. I think maybe isn't that the word authentic?
I think, and you, as you've heard, especially on the, on this show, with all the inventors that we have, you know, we do what, 5 or 6 a week.
Yeah.
And you can tell the ones that, you know, believe and love their invention and have really studied it and tried to come up with the best pitch possible.
Right.
But then there are those that, that may love it, but they have no idea how to sell the thing. And no matter how much they care about their invention, no matter how much they may know about it, they're just not a salesman.
Don't have a clue.
And that comes across really, I mean, and sometimes pretty poorly.
Yep. So in terms of inventions and inventors, the Electronic Retailers Association, where you are in Miami, what sort of hot things are you seeing there, pardon the pun, what sort of things will people that are listening to this program or people around the country, around the world, be really intrigued with? This is, and by the way, I point this out, we were just on the heels a couple of weeks ago or 3 weeks ago of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, full of ideas. I'm sure there's some that are replicated here because they would fit in both shows. But what is there there that seems to be the talk of the town?
Well, you see, the Electronic Retail Association is kind of I want to say the policy agency of all electronic retailing, whether it be home shopping networks, it might be online retailers, anything that has to do with electronic. So it would have to be like a website or what processing or manufacturing. This group actually is an advocacy group where they literally go to Washington and they try to get the best regulations. They try to figure out what's best for the industry and how to make it better. And they also police themselves as well. So if you get an invention submission company or you get even a home shopping company, for that matter, that is not doing the right thing, they actually go after them.
Yeah.
They put out policy notes, let you know what you're looking at. So at these types of conventions, and this one's called the Great Ideas Summit, they do this once a year. Sometimes it's in New Orleans. It's this year in South Beach, and the next year it'll be in Orlando. But basically what it is, you know, a bunch of people from the Electronic Retailing Association, you know, home shopping companies, internet companies, all get together, and, you know, we're all looking for the next best idea.
Sure.
And basically, you know, the showroom opens up today, so I'll be leaving here and going with ACOS.
All right, so you just yesterday got a preview of it. You won't really know till tomorrow. You won't be able to report on some of the things that are there that may have impact. Some of the things, are there going to be any people there who have come through the My Cool Inventions process?
There might be. There are also a lot of people that couldn't make it here today.
If they're from the Northeast, they ain't making it there. Can you imagine, by the way? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So what?
I want to hear some of the big companies from New York and New England can't get down there, but I was just thinking also, all the people in New England who want to go to the Super Bowl game who aren't going to be able to go, spend thousands of dollars for tickets, they're going to leave on Thursday or Friday, they're not going to go anywhere.
It's like some of the big companies like Telebrands, Idea Village, a lot of the Cabani groups, they couldn't get out last night. And what was really wild is that they had the reception tonight. So we'll be eating and drinking on them.
Very nice. Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it. Later in the hour, we're going to meet Robert Gray, who has created what he calls the vertical wine cooler. A vertical wine cooler. I'm trying to, it's like a refrigerator would seem. That's what's in my mind anyway. Up and down, instead of a flat thing which you put ice in, the traditional sort of wine or beer cooler. This is up and down instead of flat, I'm guessing. So we'll figure it out anyway. Another great idea we'll present to you, and you'll be able to vote on it, texting thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. John Cremins and Doug Steffen with the ideas that help propel America forward. That sounds kind of smug, because it really gives us credit for doing things that really are a part of the American dream. You know, a lot of people couple some of the things that go on here with Shark Tank, and then people go back around to The Apprentice. Do you ever watch The Apprentice?
You know what? I used to. I used to watch Trump all the time, and I just it got to the point where I knew a couple of the guys that actually, you know, were in the competition.
Right.
It got to the point where I just kind of got tired of it
because it's the same old, you're thinking?
Yeah, kind of. Mm. I mean, you know, I watch it to see what Trump and his people will say, because I feel they, you know, they've been successful. No matter what you think of his politics or who he is, he has been successful. And he's had the adversity like, you know, probably no one else in business, but yet he's overcome it. And he's still creating stuff.
He's smart, and he doesn't seem to be over. He's full of himself, but he doesn't seem to be. He's not. I don't know what to say. It's not fair to say he's not an intellectual giant, but he's not. He's a pretty basic guy, but you see how he's created not only an image for his company, but an image for himself. And then you realize, and the point I'm trying to make here is, you realize how important image is to someone's success. No matter what it is that you're selling, he's selling big business, and he looks like a slick big business guy. And sitting to either side of him last night on The Apprentice were his two sons, who both dress and look exactly like he does. You look at their hair, you look at their attire, you look at their demeanor, you listen to their voice, and the old chip off the old block comes right to mind. It is really.
Will you watch his daughter?
His daughter was not on the show last night.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Well, she really brought them all into the world, given them good education, and now creates. You know, they have to do a lot of the dirty work to learn how the business is run. So you take your hat off to them. 18 after the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Did you pay for childcare last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime. And holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for childcare, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product.
What the heck? You could only make millions.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Best self. That's part of the message here with the My Cool Inventions story. Submit your inventions, your ideas to either mycoolinventions.com or to dreambigamerica.com, dreambigamerica.com. John Cremins is in Miami. Doug Steffen is in Boston. John's looking at the waves and I'm looking at the snow. Hooray!
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Hold it. There goes another bikini-clad girl walking right
now. Stop it, would you, please? Come on.
It's so bad.
It's terrible.
You know, the sights outside this window is just so horrendous. You wouldn't believe it.
Horrible. The Electronic Retailers Association meeting in Miami. Lots of great ideas. We're here to inspire you, to motivate you, to give you confidence, because... as we were saying earlier, you can't get confidence if you don't know what you're doing. There are a lot of people who are good pitchmen, good salesmen. I come from a sales background, and the reason that I'm a good pitchman, not cut out of the same cloth as you, John, and Akos, but I have an ability to tell a story, and I think maybe that becomes more evident the more time you understand what it is I'm trying. But, you know, the thing is, we're all salesmen. Everybody.
No, actually, you know what? You tell a story, and I think you're a good pitchman. Only because of the fact you are able to tell a story, and you can captivate somebody to listen to your story, and then by the time it's all over, they'll actually buy it, or they'll look at it, or they'll want to know more about it. Right?
What a novel idea! That's the idea. I'm going to pitch you some. Please go buy it. Sometimes you can be that direct. My father was in the clothing business, and he sold. He ran the other. You know. Probably know what the old Filene's department stores were in New England, but he worked for them, ran the first Filene's basement store that ever opened, 1953. And he was in retail, and then he got out of it and became a clothing, a woolen salesman and a clothing salesman. He had no education. He just had moxie. and he presented himself well. People liked him. So when he would call on someone, sooner or later, you got down to the point of, yep, actually having to do the pitch. But what it involved was a lot of times kibitzing about things that had nothing to do with the business. My father was never very good at small talk, but he learned how to be a sort of small talker. There's a difference in that kind of salesperson who goes B2B. You're selling your product to a business that's going to put it out on the rack and try to sell it. So there, the point that I'm making here is that every single one of us are selling something. We're selling ourselves if you need a job. You're selling yourself to a potential spouse if you want to get hitched. You're selling yourself to the bank if you want credit to buy a house. I mean, think about it. You may say, well, I don't know how to do that. Of course you do. You know it to a certain extent because you've had to do it. You cannot survive without having some ability to sell something, because we all have to sell either ourselves or something that gives us the ability. I mean, let's say you're on welfare. You have to go to the welfare officer and sell him or her on the need that you have for the product. Sometimes easier to do that than it is to sell anything else. But you just have to, there's some way of coming around to understanding that you got to be dedicated to something. You got to know something well. And the best way to do it is to be prepared. What better way to prepare yourself than to live life?
Yeah, right? That's pretty true. My grandfather had several grocery stores, and he absolutely loved when the guys would come in to sell him stuff, to put on his store shelves, right?
Yeah.
My grandfather has, he never got the chance. He didn't live long enough to see me on TV and to see what kind of a pitchman I've become. But I've got a feeling that my grandfather probably would have been pretty amazed at what pitch people actually do now.
Would you buy something from this man?
Of course.
Right, exactly. True essence is what we are talking about here, and you can depend on yourself if you know what's inside and outside of you. I think that's the best way. We're all here with the confidence as our focal point. My Cool Inventions Radio.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped, and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution.
We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Adventure, the story behind the story. This is My Cool Inventions Radio. John Cremins and Doug Steffen. John is at the Electronic Retailers Association meeting in Miami. I'm in the middle of a snowstorm in the Northeast, and that's how we do. One of the things that I like to highlight here, because I think it puts things into perspective, each one of you who has an idea, we're going to meet somebody who's got what some people might think is a simple idea. Some of the best ideas are the simplest idea. And they come, maybe they'll sell $500,000 worth of product, John. Somebody, million, 5 million, 10 million. Hard to know as things catch on. A lot of it has to do with promotion and the little tickle that you get by seeing and or hearing or experiencing. Word of mouth is terrific. But then sometimes stuff grows. Look at Apple. Look at Yahoo. Look at AT&T. Look at Procter & Gamble. Look at the drug companies. They're now doing an extraordinarily big business, but they started with a onesie. Right?
Well, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
All of them. It's a onesie, and then a twosie, and then a foursie, and whatever. But don't disqualify yourself because you think nobody will pay any attention. It's kind of like a question on the air. There's no dumb question except the one that hasn't been asked. So, without further ado, shall we bring Robert Gray on, and you can get him to explain what his vertical wine cooler is all about, John?
Yeah. I when I first saw this submission, and when it came across our line at mycoolinventions.com, I actually kind of liked it. I know that, and Akos, who is a big, you know, loves wine with dinner and when he has friends and family over, this actually does solve a pretty interesting problem of keeping the wine at a constant, you know, maybe a little colder temperature, pardon me, than room temperature. So, Robert, welcome to My Cool Inventions Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
So, Robert, tell me a little bit about this. I mean, because for those that aren't able, they're just driving in their car right now, and they're not able to see it on the website at mycoolinventions.com, what is the vertical wine cooler?
The vertical wine cooler is a 4-inch tube that has a base made out of PVC. The tube is also made out of PVC. And what we've done is we put 3 suction cups on the bottom, and it can go directly into a cooler. It stays in place, and this way the wives, which we like to make them happy, we can put the wine right down inside of the tube. Now, the tube has holes in it so that it allows for the water flow from the ice to keep it cool. When you pull the bottle right up out of there, and it adds more water into there, so it refreshes that chill, and then you can replace that bottle. How many times have you been fumbling around trying to move cans and ice and everything, trying to get that wine bottle back into the cooler, and it just doesn't go. It's almost impossible.
So this would be something you could actually use not just with wine, but I would imagine with any other beverage that you might take to, like, a picnic or out in a park or right even in your patio, right?
Oh, sure. We use it out at the pool, and we take a cooler out there and we put it in there. We've used it out on the patio. It does a great job. We've used it for 3 years now. It's worked great. It's very durable. You can take your cooler, tip it right over at the end of the day. All the ice comes out. The wine cooler stays right in there, and it's got handy tabs right on the suction cup so you can pull it right out. It's maintenance free.
Okay, Robert, so my question is, I always like to find out what was the aha moment when an inventor came up with an idea to solve a problem. So when was your aha moment? Like, oh my gosh, this would be a great idea.
When I realized that putting the wine bottle just on top of the ice, it had to be laying sideways. And every time I would pour wine for someone, it was always warm. And I said, there's got to be a way to make their own space for this.
So how did you settle on the actual design, though, that you came up with? Did you test a few before you came up to the final part?
Yeah, we had to get some dimensions as far as what the average wine bottle was going to be in diameter. And we also had to get a height. And then once we determined that, we came up with a 4-inch diameter PVC, and we wanted to make sure that it was real secure so it wouldn't move around inside the cooler.
All right. So that's why you put the suction cups on there, right?
Yep, and it's very secure.
So Robert, have you thought about pricing, what maybe the price might be on the vertical wine cooler if you're able to get it out in the marketplace?
Yeah, we took a look at our materials, which was about $4, and that's not including labor. And we thought a practical price would probably be around $18. It lasts a long, long time. So it's a good investment.
I think,
Robert,
you could... We both ACOS and myself and Doug will probably agree that we always look it up at a quarter of your price should be your cost. So if you're at $4 and you want to sell it for $18, I would go $19.90 or $19.95. Just to get it up there at $20, because at that point, what's another dollar and a half? People aren't it's not going to matter to them. But I think price point wise, you're pretty much in relation to what else is out in the marketplace. That's actually a good price. I'm one of those guys that loves the little ice cooler things you can put in pitchers of beer or whatever that keeps things cold. I even have a wine chiller that was given to me from one of the chefs on HSN when I was a host there full time, and it literally sits inside the bottle, and it's a cold stainless steel hub, right? So, I mean, I didn't like the fact they had to put it in and out of the bottle. You've got a better idea where you don't have to get inside and mess the taste of the wine up. It's all on the outside.
Yeah, and there's ample room on the outside of the bottle where you're not pushing it in there, and it has to be a tight fit. And the ice cubes stay out of the small holes. This way you're only drawing the water in, and you're not trying to fight to put the bottle back in there against the ice cubes and that.
Yeah, it makes it easier to do. Well, Robert, I'd love to hear your pitch. And what we're going to do, we're going to allow you to pitch for a minute the vertical wine cooler. Now, what you can do is you're listening in your car or you're maybe at home or in the office, you can vote. Get a chance to tell Robert what you think of the vertical wine cooler. And what you'll do, you can go to our website at mycoolinventions.com. You can vote there. You can also, if you'd like, you can also vote by texting on your smartphone. Text to the number 22333. That's 22333. And put thumbs up or thumbs down, either word. And then basically we'll give Robert an idea as to what you think. So, Robert, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this thing.
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Attention wine lovers. How many times during the summer have you had to drink wine that's just not cold enough? Or worse yet, diluted wine because you had to put ice juice in it. Not anymore. With my invention, the wine cooler, your wine bottle won't be lying on top of the ice because you'll now have your own place to put it. The wine cooler holds the bottle vertically and uses the melted ice water to chill your wine while keeping the ice out and the chill in. When you pull the bottle out, it pulls more chilled water in to refresh that chill. My wine cooler is a tube to hold the wine bottle securely in place with suction cups and has water vents for chilling. It is easily removed using the handy tabs on the suction cups. And it's maintenance-free. Cheers to no more warm wine. And don't forget to go to mycoolinventions.com to vote thumbs up to the wine cooler.
That truck.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right, so we've just listened to a pitch from Robert Gray, the vertical wine cooler. John's got observations. I have a few observations. Mine is based on trying to find information. And what most people will do, because they're not familiar with what you're talking about, Robert, they listen to your pitch, and then they say, okay, I got to find out more. And you can give them the website, or you can talk about it. You mentioned vertical wine cooler. So I Googled wine cooler. Well, no, actually, I Googled vertical wine cooler.
Yeah.
And there are a number of them that come up. So how do you distinguish? I know you've tried to. I'm listening to your pitch. I'm looking at what's online. I don't see how you're going to, maybe I'll better put it this way. Your challenge is to really differentiate what you're doing from the various high-quality vertical wine cooler products that I can see online already.
Yeah, what we're doing is we're experimenting with different types of composites. We're using aluminum. We're taking a look into maybe
But the average person isn't going to be so concerned about that. They're going to be concerned about what the price is and can you do it better. Yeah, I mean, with your stuff than the other stuff. John, am I right or not on this?
Yeah, I think you are right. Robert, do you have a website or anywhere where people can go and you know find out more information on it?
Our website isn't up yet, but it will be. I think they said 2 days, 3 days.
Okay, so let me ask you why you came here now. Why would you? One of the mistakes that people make sometimes, even though, as John says, he and ACOS and the other people in the production staff look at these things. For me, I would rather you come completely prepared, ready to go, hit the street, because otherwise, it's not that you're wasting our time because you got a good story to tell, but you're wasting your time because you can't deliver. And the energy that would come up behind us pitching or you pitching yourself and us just airing it kind of gets lost in the ethos because people can't take action. Well, I'll tell you one thing that I've learned as a pitchman. If you don't get them now, you don't get them. If they don't respond while you're doing the spot or while you're doing the pitch, that's why home shopping and quality value QVC is so successful, because people act on their impulse right then and there. They pick up the phone. They call that number. They order it. Otherwise, you've wasted your time and energy, which unfortunately is what I think you've done here. Am I right or not?
I agree to that to a point. My question would be, is Robert, do you have enough of these made to actually sell them yet, or are you still in development?
We're still in development right now. Mm-hmm. What we did is we wanted to find out whether or not it was a practical situation.
Yeah, and so you're basically from the show. You're trying to figure out is it good enough, right? Or is there enough interest?
Okay, so you'll get that from the texting thumbs up or thumbs down to the idea.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I wouldn't say it's a complete loss, because I think if that was your mission, I think you're going to get it. Right now, I'm looking at the voting. Voting's at 100% right now.
Good.
But we let it vote till noon, so I'm sure we'll figure out what it looks like by noon today.
Yeah. So you'll be able to you'll do it. You'll keep. You say you don't have a website. When you do have it, what's it going to be? People want to just jot it down now. What's your website going to be?
It's going to be My Wine Cooler by Bob.
My Wine Cooler by Bob?
Yep.
Okay. It's a little heavy, a little cumbersome, hard to remember.
That's the kind of another website name that ACOS would come up with.
there's a lot of wine coolers out there.
Keep it simple. Uh-huh.
You got to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, all right.
Got to keep it simple.
Well, let's see where it goes.
VerticalWineCooler.com.
Yep. Or VWC.com or something like that. All right. Well, let's see how it shakes out between now and noontime. We'll talk about it tomorrow as to how well you've done, Robert. Thank you for being here to pitch on My Cool Inventions Radio. I want to say hi to the people listening in Texas, to John, who's in sunny Florida. Hi to the folks in North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, all the people that are around listening to this. This is a very unusual format. We're here to help people become inventors and stars in their own right. That's what it's all about. So if you like what you hear in general or want to get encouragement or feedback from a couple of guys who are experts and also the audience in general, just go to mycoolinventions.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Did you pay for childcare last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, "I'll watch the kids while you're at work," and you were like, "Great," but then she said, "Let's discuss rates," and you found out the exact price of Grandma's love, plus overtime and holidays? No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, "Did you pay for childcare?" is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Northeast getting pounded by this huge winter storm, but there is some good news to report. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. If you live outside of the Northeast but have friends or relatives who are in the storm impact zone, no doubt you'll be asking this question when speaking to them today. So, how bad is it? The answer depends on where that person is. Meteorologist Rob Carolyn says some areas are being hit harder than others by this system.
New England gets the jackpot from this storm. There'll be areas south and west of Boston that could have over 2 feet. A general 1 to 2 foot snowfall is in the forecast, generally from southeastern Maine across south central New Hampshire.
In addition to those snow totals, the strong wind gusts are an important factor as well.
We've already seen wind gusts in excess of 60 miles an hour over portions of Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and Cape Cod, and those winds will continue to be strong throughout the morning. They'll slowly diminish during the afternoon and evening.
The good news relates to what's happening in New York City and some of the surrounding areas, where a blizzard warning has been lifted, a winter storm warning has taken its place. It appears New York City will watch
wind up at the lower end of those dire predictions for snowfall.
We do think snowfall will continue across the New York City area, with at least a foot falling. Some areas across Long Island and into western and central Connecticut may see anywhere between 1 and 2 feet of snow.
As for travel by any mode of transportation, planes, trains, automobiles, pretty much out of the question in the storm zone. The best advice for those getting belted by this system is to stay inside. Although this guy in Manhattan was out and about this morning, walking around saying, "This is no big deal.
I'm from Chicago, so New York don't have nothing on me. This is nothing out here. I'm used to snow up to here."
Not sure if he was pointing to his neck or his ankles. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
On Wall Street, some modest gains for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 6 points to 17,678. NASDAQ gained 14 points. S&P up by 5. It will be up to the federal attorney for Washington, D.C. to determine whether the owner of a small drone will face charges for crashing the drone on the grounds of the White House. The Secret Service says the owner did come forward and admitted it's their drone. So far, it looks like it was a simple mistake, but some are saying it proves the need for FAA regulations on drones. And finally, back to this blizzard to remember. Not to make light of what is a critical situation for millions of people here in the Northeast, but it would be easier to remember this storm years from now if it had a name. The Weather Channel started naming winter storms a few years back. They're calling this one Juno. That's fine for the Weather Channel, but we need something all of us in the path of this storm can use. So, let's break out the snowblower and run through some of the suggested names for this monster of a storm. Some have simply gone with Blizzard of 2015. No pizzazz to that one. That's dull. We've also heard Snowmageddon and Snowpocalypse. Those two have been used before. Snowicane, the winter version of a hurricane, is another retread. This system happens to be a nor'easter. Some have changed that to Snow-easter, and the front page of a New York paper went with Nor'beaster, which isn't bad. Here's a new one. A few meteorologists call this storm a bombogenesis, which is defined as a mid-latitude cyclone that drops in surface barometric pressure by 24 or more millibars in a 24-hour period. Much too technical for us. How about a snowapalooza? Or wait, since we seem to attach the suffix gate to anything we don't like, what about Blizzardgate 2015? I like it. There's even a connection to Watergate. Redford and Hoffman, as Woodward and Bernstein and all the president's men, actually had a discussion about winter weather. Remember this?
If you go to bed at night, there's no snow on the ground. You wake up and there's snow on the ground. You can say it snowed during the night, although you didn't see it snowing.
And you know that goes for footballs properly inflated one moment and deflated the next. But don't get us started on that again. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.